The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Well, I heard news, there's good rockin' tonight. Gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. Heard the news, everybody's rocking tonight. We'll meet me in the alley behind the barn. Don't be afraid, I'll do you no harm. Come on down, bring your rocking chair. Tonight we're gonna rock away all through. I heard the news, everybody's rocking tonight.
It's going to be some good rocking tonight. What a way to start. Opening up the Raven the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. My name's Dave Raven, and that's The Spoon, Jimmy with The Spoon. Recorded in October of 1959 at the Monterey Jazz Festival. Lovely town of Monterey, just at the beginning of the Big Sur and near Perkins Place on the 17-mile drive. And featuring, he actually mentions a few of them during the track itself, Woody Herman, Coleman Hawkins and Earl Hines. It's a fabulous band behind him. And taking off the album, originally Rocking with The Spoon, that's Good Rocking Tonight. We've got some good rocking and some good slow stuff too in the next 57 minutes. I hope you can stay with me.
I'm going down lonesome road by myself. I'm going down lonesome road by myself. If you don't want to go with me, darling, not today, darling. I'm going down lonesome road by myself. Ain't going down lonesome road by myself. Now if you wanna go with me,
I could take somebody out.
Ain't it lonesome when you're by yourself? Ain't it lonesome when you're by yourself? Can't be with the one that you love. Got to take somebody else. Scout camp. By yourself, ain't it lonesome when you're by yourself?
Tell me the one that you love,
I can take somebody else.
Look out, Pine.
Ain't it lonesome
when you're
by yourself?
Can't be the one that you love.
Got to choose somebody else.
It's an album that picked up a W.C. Handy Award last year. The awards take place every early spring or late spring, early summer in Memphis in Tennessee. And every year I keep wishing I could go. I know there's one regular listener. Is it somewhere in Germany? I know one of you goes every year. That's Big Jack Johnson anyway, together with Kim Wilson and Pine Top Perkins, who was here in the UK quite recently. The CD is the Memphis Barbecue Sessions, and it won an award last year, I think for one of the Roots Originals or whatever. And it's sort of celebrating 25 odd years recording with Big Jack Johnson.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why some people tear the seam off anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. Please consider I'm a man. If you should take the word of someone you heard, you know I haven't a chance. I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue? When we apart, words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss me cloud my memory. In other arms may hold a thrill, please do nothing till you hear from me. You know you never will. when we're apart. Words in my heart reveal I feel about you. Some kiss me cloud my memory. In other arms they hold the thrill. Please do nothing till you hear from me. You know that you never will. Please do nothing till you hear from me, baby. Maybe we can straighten it out, just you and me. Yeah, so don't do nothing. Till you hear from me. I'ma tell you right now, sight be the word. Don't go by nothing that you heard. Do nothing till you hear from me, child.
Do Nothing Until You Hear From Me, an album which was released 3 years ago to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Duke Ellington's birth. That's Dr. John, and the album is called Duke Ellington. The album's called Duke Elegant, and that particular track actually wasn't written by the Duke, even though it's mentioned on the sleeve notes as written by Duke Ellington. It was actually written by his trumpet player called Cootie Williams, and I think it was called A Serenade to Cootie. And it was actually Duke Ellington put the words to it and made it a song which has been covered by hundreds of people over the years. And Do Nothing Until You Hear From Me. Stella Records, based in Cheltenham in the UK. That's Michael Roach. The CD is Cypress Grove. I only received it about 6 months ago, I suppose. That's a rather nice traditional number called CC Rider. If you've been listening to the trail for this programme, you'll be waiting for this particular track to arrive. Written by Gamble and Huff of Philadelphia Music, and so therefore more soul than blues, and performed by Joe Simon originally. Kerry Michaels has also done a version of it. And amazingly, that's about all. Of all the people who may have covered it over the years, only as far as I could see, Joe Simon's original and Kerry Michaels, and then this one from Boz Scaggs. It comes from the New York's Rock and Soul Review, which was once a month. They used to get together, and they being half of Steely Dan, Boz Scaggs, Phoebe Snow, Michael McDonald out of the Doobie Brothers. It was really was a sort of a stellar cast of people who just came together to play the music they loved the best. So great band behind them, and Boz Scaggs on vocals and drowning in a sea of love.
Thank you.
was a favourite of the boss of BFPS Radio 1, Ian Noakes. It's called the New York Rock and Soul Review, and that's Buzz Skaggs and his version of Drowning in a Sea of Love. It's been fairly, not quite drowning, but it's been fairly rough here on the Thames. I know if you're on a real boat listening to this programme, it counts for nothing in the scheme of things, but we've had some fairly strong winds and also huge amounts of water pouring down the Thames Valley, which makes the weir streams, it's like whitewater rafting, really, quite exciting. And as I speak to you now on the Raven the Blues, it's pouring with rain here in the UK. This is Dave Raven and the Raven the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. If you'd like to make contact with me, ask for records, ask for anything, really. Dave.Raven@bfbs.com is the email address, and the website is bfbs.com/R&B. I'm not an expert on music, as many of you know, but there's a few things I do know. The slide guitar came really into prominence in the Mississippi in the pre-Depression days, when the slide, the thing which goes up and down the strings, was made from an old medicine bottle where your finger fitted in the neck quite neatly, and you cut the rest of the bottle away, you ended up with a pretty good slide. These days, most slides are made, well, they're made of metal and chrome. You can get glass ones too, and I believe there are some companies in America still make an original bottle slide from the top of an old medicine bottle. They're rather more expensive, of course. I mention all of this because this next track comes from one of the hardest working bands in the UK. They're called The Hamsters. Their album, which came out last year, is called They Live By Night, and this is called The Only Slide I Ever Played On. CD released in 2002, sold over the stage wherever they appear. That's the three-piece band called the Hamsters. They sound good for three pieces, don't they? And that's called The Only Slide I Ever Played On. This is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, ladies' turns now, and off the CD which came out a couple of years ago called Hot Flash, this is Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women. And when I was queuing this track up, and when I was putting the programme together about, was it a day and a half ago, I suppose, I was getting all the tracks out, this reminded me so much of Belize, not because the music is about Belize, but the Belize officer's mess used to have a piano in the corner, and it was well played, well thumped. It wasn't a grand piano in any stretch of the imagination, it was sort of cigarette burns everywhere. And when I arrived in Belize for my first time there, I got a bill from the mess manager for the damage to the piano caused by the previous BFBS station manager. His name was Richard Nankerville. He now works for the BBC up in Cumbria, but he, on a good mess evening, managed to break the piano totally. I think he was dancing on it, but the piano style reminded me of this. It's Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, and Hoping It'll Be All Right.
Sitting here drinking, thinking about my man. I know that I should quit him. I can't say I can. I love the man I'm seeing, but he doesn't treat me right. I go to see my baby each and every night. With him, he's mean as snakes and more. I ought to get a shotgun, bar him from my door. I'd be better off without him, I know, 'cause I'm not blind. Just a little heart of seeing and a little soft of mind.
Taken from their first album for Alligator Records, Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, and the CD called Hot Flash. Okay, from something from 13 years ago to something from, I was going to say last year, but I keep forgetting, it's almost two years ago now. It's the last album from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. The album was called Stories. Some fine tracks on it. This is lovely. It's called Oh, Lead Belly.
Oh, let me see, I heard your guitar ring so long ago when I was just a teen. And you stirred my soul every time I heard you sing. Oh, let me see, your power will stand alone. Your blues on my old gramophone. When you sang your songs, how it made me weep and moan. Oh, let me believe you heard that warden say. You got your pardon, no more stripes today. So don't come back this way.
Lovely mentioning Leadbelly and also Goodnight Irene, the song that he made so famous. That's an English blues man of note too in his 60s, John Mayall, together with the Blues Breakers, and on Eagle Records from last year. That's called Oh Leadbelly. Right, where to now? This is the Cobra Records story. Cobra Records, quite a big and influential record label in the very early 1950s. It was very strange. On BBC Radio 4's Today programme, was it last week or early this week? Yeah, it was last week. They had a piece about how rock and roll was 50 years old this year. They had two experts on opposite opinions. In the end, I think it was honours even, but as far as I'm concerned, rock and roll didn't start with Elvis Presley. He was the first white rock and roller. Rock and roll started with Ike Turner and Jackie Brenner and the record called Rocket 88. And here is Ike Turner together with Jackie Brenston. And You Keep On Worrying Me.
You keep on worrying me, and soon I'll be gone.
You keep on
worrying me, I'll have another home.
I'm almost
crazy, baby, trying to get along. You don't want me and won't leave me alone.
You keep on
worrying me, my mind is almost gone.
Keep on
worrying me, I'll have another home.
I'm almost
crazy, baby, trying to get along. You don't want me and won't leave me alone. I worry so much, I make myself sick, wondering why we can't get along. Yeah, I try every way of pleasing you. Tell me what more can I do?
You keep on
worrying me, soon I'll be gone.
You keep on
worrying me, I'll have another home.
I'm almost
crazy, baby, trying to get along. You don't want me and won't leave me alone. wondered why we can't get along. Yeah, I tried every way for pleasing you. Tell me what more can I do? Yeah,
you keep on
worrying me, soon I'll be gone.
You keep on
worrying me, I'll have another home.
I'm almost
crazy, baby, trying to get along. You don't want me and won't leave me alone.
You keep on
worrying me, and soon I'll be gone.
You keep on
worrying me, I'll have another home.
I'm almost
crazy, baby, trying to get along. You don't want me and won't leave me alone.
You keep on
worrying me.
An amazing record label for its time. Its few years of brief existence it had on its books, Otis Rush, Magic Sam, Willie Dixon, Buddy Guy, and so on. And that's Ike Turner, together with the Kings of Rhythm, which was very much a band he just sort of put together for whichever track he was recording. So it did vary from time to time. And on that particular track, the vocals by Jackie Brenston. Okay, from America in the 1950s to... We've already been to Cheltenham, now let's move up to... where are we now? This is in Dorset, isn't it? Dorchester in Dorset. And it's a guy called Paddy Milner. And it's off the Blues in Britain 2001 album. This is rather fine. It's called 21st Century Boogie.
We'll be right back.
almost out of breath, Paddy Milner on piano. That's a track he wrote, and the title track of the album, which came out in 2001, called 21st Century Boogie. It's Paddy on piano, Adam on drums, and Rodney on bass, and the horn section, great name, are called the Little Big Horns. Great stuff. And that's taken off that compilation on the Blues in Britain 2001 CD, which commemorates some of the best of British blues music. And if you subscribe to the Blues in Britain magazine, you get a free CD every year, and they put together about 20 tracks of some of the best of the British blues bands making music around the country. Okay, now to something hoops, or somebody who appeared on the special Christmas show with Dave Simmons and myself, Rockola and the Blues. And when Dave was doing the blues and I was doing the rock and roll, in theory, Dave presented this gentleman to me, and I didn't have any works from his at all. So, very kindly, he copied me the CD. His name is Clarence Garlow, and this is the track off the album called Foggy Blues.
Getting kind of foggy, and I think I'll head for home. Getting kind of foggy, and I think I'll head for home. Getting kind of lonesome, I've been gone too long. It's been a long time, baby, since I walk and talk with you. Been a long time, baby, since I walk and talk with you. Yes, I'm getting lonesome for the things we used to do.
Album owned by David Simmons, of which I now have a copy, Clarence Garlow, and one of the 24 tracks on this great CD, based in Louisiana, but not always with a Louisiana influence, as on that particular track, and that's called Foggy Blues, which kind of sums up the weather here in the UK. The depths of miserable winter. I wish I was somewhere warm. Okay, the Motel Kings are next. Their CD is called Red Light Fever. We featured quite a few tracks from it over the 6 months or so that I've had it. I've never had this one before, which is, I was going to say I'm a King Bee, because I started to type it in, but it came up with I'm a King Bee, Slim Harpo, but it's not actually. The real title track is called I'm a King.
Well, I ain't got worries about this life. I can't see a reason for trouble and strife. I got some money and a diamond ring. So you can be, baby, I'm a man with some means. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a king in this town, and the bigger fish are around. Well, the city slick is gonna run you for free. I am the man, cause I can buy what I see. Don't need no caddy to drive me around. I got the whole town, baby, right here in my hand. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a king in this town, and the bigger fish are around. Get out, don't mess me about. Get down, get down, I own this town. Come now, people, come take a chance on me. I'm a king in this town, I'll buy anyone I see.
Mm-hmm. how to live this life. I got no reason, I root for a wife. I got these women wanna take my hand. Bring me, baby, like the king of Siam. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a king of this island, the bigger fish around.
What a great album. It's called Red Light Fever. The band are called the Motel Kings. They sound American, but they're not. They're based in the UK. They're British. Never mind, based in the UK. I've looked at their gig list for 2004. They're not very busy. I think somebody's not keeping their website up to date, because last weekend they were at the Farnham Blues Festival in Bournemouth, and on the 21st they're going to be at the Catford Blues Club in the Green Man, Bromley Road in London, and then their next gig after that is on June the 5th. I can't believe they've got 5 months off, but nevertheless, if you get a chance to see them working live, go and do so. I guess they're a rather fine band. Okay, Jay Owens is next, and the blues soul of Jay Owens and Stepping Stone.
Yeah, sometimes things get pretty rough. Sure get the blues. In this world today, you have to push, and if you don't, you can sure let loose. It's just a stepping stone home, that's all. Stumbling blocks can get all in the way sometimes. You cry, but you just don't fall, no. It's just a step you fall. Stand tall. You do your very best. You see, that just can't be beat, no. The price you pay is sometimes pretty steep. It's just a step you fall. There's a reason.
I used to sit around and hear the old folks say, hey, he's just a stepping stone. That's all.
Say it has only been out a few years, it's been out almost 10 years now. It's the Blues Soul of Jay Owens, made in the UK, and Jay Owens himself, though, with Stepping Stone, produced by Mike Vernon. Probably one of the most influential blues producers in the UK over the last 30 or 40 years. And that's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. If you'd like to make contact, dave.raven@bfbs.com, and the website bfbs.com/R&B. Links to all the record companies and the artists, a chance to hear the programme all over again, and just make contact if you want to say anything at all. I was going to close with I'm a King Bee. I haven't got the time for it because I was so tempted to play the Slim Harpo original. Let's close with this one, though, still from Excello Records. Lonesome Sundown. What a great name. I'm glad she's mine. I'll speak to you next week. Bye-bye.
Well, I left Texarkana, gone to New Orleans. I met the prettiest little girl I ever had seen. She's fine. Yeah, 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 she's fine. Met my little baby on a Louisiana beach. She's fine. Yeah, 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 she's fine. She's fine, so fine. I'm glad, so glad she's mine. Wife, she's fine.